Welcome to The Horse, a show hosted by longtime UConners Dan Bushnell and Jenny Hamilton. On this show, we talk to a diverse collection of people about living in the Yukon, what brought them here, why they stay or have left, but mostly, we like to talk about what truly makes them tick. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, and enjoy the show coming to you from the Yukon's capital, Whitehorse, or as it's known to the locals, The Horse.
I've been listening to a lot of CBC this week, so
I'm
be
sorry.
No, it's really great, actually. It's really been quite fun.
I've been listening to The Juice.
What's that? Oh, the 92.5?
Yeah, 92.5.
Pretty good, eh?
It's great. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's gotten better over the years.
I stopped listening to it when Otis and Warren stopped their show.
Right.
I didn't even know they had a show.
They had a show on there.
Yeah, it was fairly short-lived, though, wasn't it?
It was pretty short-lived.
3-4 months or something?
Yeah, and that's when I was listening to it mostly.
Right, yeah.
Listening to it the past couple of days, it's been great.
Yeah, they've had live guests in, too. Like, I know Paris was in there, and Claire Ness was in there.
Super jazzy, what I was listening to today.
Nice.
Oh, wow. I like a bit of jazz every now and then.
Yeah, I like bullshit. I still listen to CBC.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not that they're full of shit, but they sure like getting sound bites that are driven with it.
I mean, are you going to find a sound bite today that's not full of shit?
Like,
the
sound bite is gone. Yeah, feel free to take a bite of this.
You guys did the radio interview. Was it you that was
talking smack? Probably. Yeah.
it was you, and who else was on the radio doing that interview?
Which one? Sorry.
It was the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, I heard that.
Okay.
That was pretty good. You're like, basically, better not bring your kid.
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know what it is that when I try to not swear,
I swear more.
Oh, I know. That's why it's terrible.
Dave's, yeah, I got that issue too.
Dave's great for that, though.
You're Irish, though, right?
Yeah.
I understand. I got the same problem, man. It's like, stop swearing. What the fuck do you mean? I mean, fuck. Shit.
Sorry, fuck. Oh, it's just a fucking
shit. God damn it.
Is he just taking notes?
Oh, that's how you put those two words together. It's fucking great. Right.
We should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yes, we should. Okay.
Oh, is it on?
Thanks. But we're leaving that in.
No, it is. I'll just edit it.
Oh, it's not a live podcast.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, why do you think I've been crapping my pants for 2 weeks?
I'm sorry. I'm really bad at telling people.
You really are.
I am.
It's recorded before a live studio audience.
Yes.
Is it now? As you want to line those skulls up or some shit? It's about the same response as the Guild last show I did.
You know what I found the other day with these?
Oh, your skull maracas.
Oh, they're skulls.
Right?
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, those are great.
Back when Dean Strings was across the street.
I know, right? We miss Dean.
I miss Dean, yeah.
Yeah.
We miss you, Dean.
We miss you.
I didn't know you, Dean, but I would have bought Strings if you had had a job. But, you know,
okay. I'm Dan Bushnell.
I'm Jenny Hamilton.
Ed Lockington.
Welcome, Ed.
Thanks.
Yay, This is all edited, not live.
Edited?
Edited.
Yeah, that's when you take me out.
We'll see.
Yes, we'll see.
That's good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do as little editing as possible.
Yeah, me too, really. Oh, we'll just flip a bit.
That's good, because, you know, doing stand-up with Jenny, not a whole lot of editing.
No.
You can know when you should have afterwards.
Yeah, you figure that out afterwards, if you remember.
Like, you tell jokes about blowing holes in walls with shotguns and cat guts hanging out the other side, and people don't laugh. It's weird. It's really weird.
It depends on the people.
Well, yeah, they're all dog people.
It depends on the people, because she was laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm a cat person.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm an asshole.
That's because you know cats.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to admit when you said blowing.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't expect shotgun to come after that.
So. No. Oh, yeah. No, you don't blow a cat, eh?
No.
Well,
you could.
Or a whistle.
I like that.
Right.
Well, yeah. It
makes sense to me, actually.
Yeah, right? It does. You know, it's like, it's not really a blow. It's not really a blow. I wouldn't, you know, personally, but I'm just guessing if a cat actually cause a whistle.
You know what? We don't have any judgment. We don't judge here.
Not at all.
Excellent.
We just record it. Let others judge.
Let others judge. That's fantastic. Yeah. Very good.
But Jenny and I?
No judgment. It's good.
Well, with that, I'll say it. You have to say it with me still. So.
I'll say it like, I worry less about blowing a cat than coughing these days.
No shit.
Oh, really? You know, if you were doing that in Walmart, people would be like, you know, you shouldn't do that.
You want to clear an aisle?
Yeah. Holy.
Clear an aisle? Boom. Yeah. Now all the toilet paper is yours. Eh? Yeah. I still do that.
Now you got to stand right out in public. Can't go ear gross to the guy beside you.
Right. You know what? Like nowadays you fart and people go, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting it go through you. Yes.
Yeah, and you've got that extra 2.2 seconds while it works its way through their mask.
You know what?
Yeah, if you can smell it, your mask is flawed.
Yeah. Yeah. When somebody goes, you're gross, you're like, your mask is loose.
Yeah, your mask is not
I guess you're trying to kill me.
I saw this whole article about mask mouth.
Mask mouth.
Where it's just people realizing that they have heinous breath.
Oh.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Day one, I was like, I gotta quit smoking and or eating shit. I don't
know. Yeah, honestly, is that my mask or did I pull my panties over my head? Right. Like, what the hell's going on?
I would say both.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can use bras as masks. Certain sizes. Otherwise, it's just like, a full. You gotta cut all eyes.
I was gonna say, if you met Sarah, I'd be blind.
No, you just cut eye holes. Because I'm so Becky. We can wear them as a duo.
Yeah, there you go.
She punched me. It was fair.
Give me a break. They're not 6 feet apart.
I was gonna say, if you wore one of Becky's bras as a mask.
Together? Yeah. No.
It's more of a balaclava.
I was gonna say, like.
Oh, no. It's
hey, wait. Like... No, I'm going to get punched out. I did a social experiment yesterday. You guys were going to dig it. Usually I do social experiments where I leave and everyone's angry with me. But this time I thought I'd do something different.
Right? So freak them right out?
Yeah. So I put my mask on and then I wore a shit-eating grin. Like I was like squeezing boobies or something. You know? Like just like boobies. Right? And I'm walking around with this big grin on my face. And the way people reacted to me was because of my eyes was really surprising.
Yeah.
It was the most positive visit to Walmart I've ever had in my life.
I know.
They didn't know why they didn't hate me this time. But they didn't hate me this time. Yeah. Like, do you know when they hand you the change and you put the money on top of the bill and pour it all over the fucking place? I mean, no, that's what I mean. And so you reach out to grab it and... She actually poured the change in my hand first and then put the bill on top. Like, it increases cognitive ability, too. It's fucked up. I wear a mask and it protects me from their brain. It's fucked up.
You know what? That's it's a handy fucking side effect.
It is.
It really is.
What I don't get, though, is, like, how many people walk up to me wearing a mask and expect me to know who the fuck they are?
Yeah. All of them.
And the other side of that is how many people walk up to you wearing a mask and you actually do know who they are.
Well, we're Northerners. We're used to the scarf.
Sometimes. Yeah. You know?
Bullshit, yeah, right? That's right. Yeah.
I've had people walk up and go, hey, Dan. And I'm like,
hey.
And I just start talking like I know them, but I have no clue.
Well, they know who you are. You have a tattooed ear.
That's the thing.
I mean, you're pretty noticeable from your eyeballs up.
Yeah. I'm also gigantic. Like,
yeah, that's
the, you know, there's that part.
Nobody knows who I am. Just kidding.
Well, that's because you walk around with your head in a bag all the time. Like, don't talk to me.
I was like the unknown comic, but not as funny.
Well, I don't know.
Right? It's been a few years.
So he had it going for him. He had that paper bag.
It's true. I should just fucking wear a paper bag to work because we have to wear masks. But it's true.
Just wear a paper bag to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leave it on.
I just think the masks make me look better.
Because it pushes your glasses up.
Yeah, so, see better. Oh, see better, yeah.
So, Ed, what do you do for a living?
What do I do? Yeah. Well, that's a funny question. There's nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, at the moment, so. That's getting a little personal. I'm just kidding. Okay, everybody knows I don't have a job. It's okay. There's no shame in that. Oh, Ed, no wonder you had that time to do that podcast.
Well, why the fuck do you think I have time to do that?
Exactly. Right. We also we're both sitting here, man. That casts shade all over all of us.
Well, they have jobs. I don't want to hear. Well, yeah.
Well, partially.
I have a job.
Do you have a job?
I have a part-time job officially.
Officially.
You
know, well, I'm a full-time dad.
Well, there you go. That's more than I do.
That's a job. That's work.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that much because, you know, they're teenagers.
Oh, that's more work, isn't it?
No, there's more sweat.
Oh.
You see, earlier it was changing diapers for the kids. Now it's like preparing to change my own.
So, I'm trying not to.
Like I told my kids, you know, like when I got to wear a diaper, just buy one. They should make those in single packs. So that you could wrap it around the muzzle of the gun. I said, don't give me a box of diapers. Just bring the one for a silencer.
That's all I'll need.
You're giving them good ideas.
Well, it is, you know. For all those young people listening.
Right? We just go buy a multi-pack for all the young kids.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
one. We're going down the rabbit hole here.
But I only have cats. How do I teach my cat to shoot a gun?
Oh, you don't teach us to shoot a gun.
That's why God gave you toes.
That's true.
Yeah, no thumbs. Too bad. Should have got an animal with thumbs. You need a pet with thumbs. You had a pet with thumbs.
I did.
And we wanted to shoot it.
Well, I remember some your people thumb did.
Animal. We all remember.
Well, well, all the men on. Did.
What was this thumbed animal?
I had a monkey when I was a kid. Well, at the pet store, about 82, 80 to 84.
Monkeys are terrible.
No, oh. This one was awesome, but she hated guys. So all the men hated her.
What's funny, thanks for telling me that now, that she hated guys here. Well, I thought it just hated Ed.
No, so until I found out she was also pulling my dad's hair as he went by, and she loved me, so she was great.
Yeah, well, that's the truth, right?
Right, she's like a sister.
She's never had nightmares about that monkey. Right. In my later years, even.
She was a macaque, a Java macaque. She's fucking strong. Tiny, but strength of like eight, eight guys.
Yeah, the strength of eight. Tiny man.
but still terrifying. I watched a documentary about chimpanzees eating people's
chimpanzees,
faces.
Chimpanzees, different creatures.
That was it for me. I'm like, nope, fuck all you primates. Like, fuck that shit.
I would never get a monkey.
Thanks,
now.
Man. You too, bro.
You know what?
Thumbs up.
I mean, have you looked around lately?
Like, oh, yeah, come on, much, man. You know? We're pretty much fucking ourselves.
I stand by it.
The zombie apocalypse.
I stand by it, yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Totally fucking ourselves now.
You know? I'm not concerned about saying fuck all primates, even when I am one.
Well, no, that's right. No.
Yeah.
Like somebody.
But chimpanzees first is what I'm hearing.
You know what? Like,
chimps are dicks.
I said it before, and I'll say it again.
Is it Jane Goodall that hit you?
If suddenly we found out that there was like a pack of chimpanzees up on Grey Mountain,
right?
I would be up there with a shotgun. I'd eradicate all of them. Fuck that
you,
shit.
You don't like those?
I hate them. Have you ever seen what they do to people's faces?
Yeah, you were saying about removing it with the zeal.
Yeah.
Like
with great zeal. Zeal. Yeah.
Like, fuck your face.
They like to bite your mandible off, so they bite off your lower jaw.
See, that's not a bad idea. There's some people I could do that with.
Really?
Oh my God. No, let's delay.
Give me a break.
You get well, you look like one of those aliens from fucking Sesame Street.
Right? Right. The second thing they do is eat the nuts, right? They do like to rip off penises. They're big on.
I think that's
chimps are big on ripping dicks off.
I think that goes back to your bar career.
Oh
that's
yeah,
that's a different kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh right, the Copper Kings. So sorry.
Yeah. That's more of a
disclaimer. They're closed now.
Yeah, they should be.
I got one closed? The Copper King, the bar. Oh yeah,
are they? Yeah,
yeah. The bar. It's a secondhand antique furniture store now.
Oh, half of
it. Which is really funny because all they did was just push the people out. Now it's an antique store.
Just selling the tables.
No, the bar's still there. Half of it.
Yeah, yeah, well, the little sports lounge, yeah.
Well, there was, because we did a trailer in there with Peter Jickling.
Yeah, right, sure, yeah.
But yeah,
the old Copper King Tavern side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The side I vaguely remember and was there every day for 5 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That was there a lot as well.
The band's Horsepower and all those with Richie Pellin and Ivan and all those guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I used to play pinball after the show. Right? Well, that'll tell you how long ago that sucker was.
I catch some social media stuff from Ivan every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like he's still doing okay.
Well, he did enough before. He doesn't have to do anything. That guy was he was a ball breaker, man. Like, see, if he just got in a box and had a nap for the rest of his life, he'd have done enough. Honestly, nice. The guy's like, oh, my God. Yeah. So, you guys do your podcast how often, guys?
When we can, mostly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We release it once a week.
Once a week, every Saturday, yeah.
Oh, you release it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, after you edit it.
Yes.
So you're a long-time listener, then.
Let me put it this way. The internet is a mystery to me. And so I've listened to a few of them, but because of my eyesight, I have no idea what dates those were.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh, look, a horse. I wonder if that's it. That sounds like Danny being an asshole. This must be it. That's all I got.
Where do you get your porn then?
My porn.
Yeah.
Porn. No, I was married for 15 years.
So you needed
more?
More.
No.
Less?
No, extra who needs porn? Flashbacks, man? What the hell are you talking about?
Because I'm
I don't need to have to remember when I was married looking at porn. What the hell?
So, you know what? I didn't realize that was a trigger.
Yeah, I know. I try for the real thing.
You know, it's one of those things where I have to learn.
Well, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
This is how I learn. Right. I trigger people.
This is how you learn? I trigger You're people. Fucking screwed, bro.
Oh, my God.
If this is... Oh, my God.
Let me tell you right now, like, me and Screwed... We're like this. We're hand in hand.
Are you hand in hand or fist in glove, it's my go-to.
Yeah, I was fisted with a glove once.
Were you? Yeah. Well, gloves are good.
Okay, well, this would be an extended edition. Go on.
And please continue.
You know what? At a certain point...
Well, we're going to have the video.
Everybody needs to make some money.
Right? Really? Yeah. No,
you can make money doing that?
Wow. Well, I can.
Yeah,
I can.
Somebody owes me money, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you think my dick owed me money the way things have been going lately with COVID. Pay up, you fucking old bastard. That's what I call the COVID jerk.
Ah.
Yeah, because now we cry when we jerk off. I miss her so bad. Thank you.
My favorite part is that you're blaming COVID for that.
Right.
You what now? You
didn't need COVID. Nothing. What? Am I talking?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're digressing.
Oh, God, look, let me tell you something.
No.
I digressed a long time ago.
Right.
I've gone into full-on devolve now.
Devolve. Well, I'll give it a few more months. Maybe you'll hang out with those fucking champs.
You know.
You might start to feel a little bit more home.
I just don't think they'd have me.
The Dan Bushnell is on Gray Mountain.
It's not far off.
New documentary called Ooh.
Ooh, he's got a mandible from other primates in each hand.
I was at the doctor this morning and trying to complain about my life. I'm having a hard time.
Right.
Start complaining about my life and I realize I just sound like a fucking asshole.
But they just point to a flow chart on the wall?
Pretty much. They're just like,
I'm about here.
It's like, I feel like shit, go home and stay there.
A flow chart. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Like, you feel good, fuck it, go home and stay there.
You're like, I feel like shit. They're like, well, you own a mirror, right? You see what you're doing to yourself, don't you?
Like, no kidding.
But it's a thinning mirror.
It's weird. You know, those flowcharts used to start at the top and like spread out as the choices changed.
Right.
Now it starts with all the choices and it still ends at the same one. Go fucking home. It's upside down flowchart.
Lovely.
It's like my mom.
Well, stay
so
home.
How did you two meet?
Yeah, we've known each other for... Oh,
junior
I won't say,
high.
Yeah, it was junior high.
Well, you've known each other since the monkey. I mean...
Yep.
Which is funny, because since the monkeys, too. I think
they were still on TV.
The Monkeys was a band that was on TV briefly, for those of you
that... Oh, yeah, sorry.
Under 40.
Yeah, Phone with Cord.
Yeah, the Monkees, Google it.
They were contemporaries of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yes. Thinking of your neighbor, all those things in the past.
Even the key, you know, your door unlocked, keys in your car. Yeah.
I still do that because no one's going to break into my car. And if they do, I don't want them wrecking a window, hey?
Exactly.
You know, who are they going to steal? My empty pack of cigarettes that I keep on the dash to pretend I have money?
This just took a real dark turn.
Welcome to Ed.
Well, that's dark. Oh, I thought it was reality. It's Tuesday, right?
Reality is the darkest thing.
Yeah, boom, kind of,
yes.
Yeah, we've known each other about 3 decades or more, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it went fast.
It did.
It just seems to go fast.
Well, time flies when you got your eyes closed and you're curled up in the fetal position.
Lovely.
That's what I kind of did, I think. I don't know. I remember.
Is that for the 15 years or is that current?
No comment. Not current. No, not current.
No.
No, I have a nice girlfriend.
Nice. That's good to hear.
We won't talk about that so I can keep her.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just say her name and say hi to her.
No.
No, okay. No, that's okay. Too far. Yeah, too far, Jenny.
Just in case, you know, just in case.
Right? Have you been photographed together?
On occasion.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is what we were like in junior high, which is why they put us in different classes.
They had to make 2 remedial classes.
I didn't want to say anything.
Talk about one-on-one teaching.
Right.
Which school did you go to?
Oh, the jail.
The Jekyll jail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I went there. We started there the year after they put Windows back in it.
Why did they change the name?
I started the year they had. There was still 1 year because I remember because there was
Windows. You were
and
great
I tried
older.
To stab my social services teacher.
Okay.
Well, we all had to pick one,
right?
Like, I mean, yes. I liked a math teacher. Yeah, no windows.
No windows, and it was so that children weren't distracted by the outdoors and sunshine and life. And then they went, oh, this just makes them crazy.
Like, you want to see SADS beyond description? Like, right. Seasonal, fuck, I mean, where it is. Like,
I remember Jekyll vaguely.
Right.
You know, but why did they change it to Vanier?
Because Jekyll, G.A. Jekyll, George A. Jekyll, was
turned out to be a
child molester or an asshole of
something. Yeah, I think he turned out to be a total flim-flam.
Yeah.
Well, they name a fucking windowless jail after him. Like, I mean.
Well, it was a school.
They yeah, you know, I think it was a proper name. But yeah. They put windows in and had to change it because it was no longer a fucking prison.
They just, they didn't want to promote.
So they had to go back in and cut windows into that place?
Yeah, while we were, the one year I was there, I was in class and they were doing the
windows. They were cutting windows in.
Because I didn't get back here until 89.
Right.
Right, yeah. So it was 87 or 87. Yeah, 87. 86, 87,
88. Yeah, 86.
You did 86. It. You squeezed the years out. You suck. How dare you? You're good. Damn.
Yeah.
And your relationship is over. Now she knows.
To be honest with you, we never spent all that much time on this. It's true. It's just a smattering of, hey, guess what happened this decade?
It's rough.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I wasn't one of the cool kids. So.
Yeah, and I was in the band, so... I thought it was cool.
Well, you had people to talk to, at least.
Well, yeah, not the flute players. They're bitches.
I never understood what made a cool kid. I always just thought the cool kids were kids that were kind of shitty to everybody else and thought they were funny about it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's the cool
kids. What I mean? So it's like, I never really thought of them as cool.
I thought they were
douchebags. Like,
Absolutely. But they were named as the cool kids, and they were allowed to... throw you in the lockers and call you names and trip you and punch you. And the teachers didn't
do
anything.
And they were
allowed
to take a horrible beating from you when you snap like a crazy chimpanzee nerd. That helped. Windmilling is effective. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got big fists, windmilling works great.
Connecticut.
Fuck that me. Watch this shit. Like, really, you know, like, it doesn't matter how tough your dick is, you stick it in a fan, it's coming off.
I'm going to take your word.
Right. Yeah, we saw, did you see that documentary?
No, I didn't. I was like, please don't forward the video.
You know there's one, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but I'll search.
That's a Kids in the Hall line, so sorry. Yeah, don't use your dick to stop a fan.
Is that a Kids in the Hall?
It is.
They were educators.
They were so ahead of their time.
No, they weren't. Well, they actually were because it was terrible then because he had blackface. Now it's even worse.
Right.
He was painted up blackface doing a skit on the bus.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't remember that.
They did shit on CBC in the 80s that they wouldn't allow them to do now. But, I mean, but they did stuff then that you couldn't believe they let them do.
Yeah,
like running free.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
running from the redneck. I mean, that's still true.
There was smoking on a night train, sucking jelly from a jelly roll. What the hell is that? Man, you can't say that shit.
I know, but that's the shit I remember. That's what we would be quoting in the old folks' home.
I know, it's really sucks. All shit I thought was funny. Now I'm like, oh. Which, interestingly enough, makes it more funny.
I was going to say, it's not that it's not funny now. It's just that people have less of a sense of humor.
Yeah, and I don't, so I'm happy, and they're offended.
Well, that's...
You know, I mean, there is offensive things out there, and I can learn to...
So, like, if you were, like, a couple in Los Angeles, you'd be, like, ho-fended, would you?
What's a...
Well, I happy and offended.
I don't get it.
Sorry, I waited too long. I was calculating what was word calculating.
It was like, ho-fended?
Ho-fended.
Like, it sounds like you're fighting off a hooker.
I was like, you had...
Oh, I'm supposed to fight those off. Holy shit, no wonder that's explained.
And that's why you have an empty pack of smokes on your back.
Yeah, that's where you go. That's where
your money's going to the wrong places. Now...
My money, I'd be in a hole. I'd be a pumpkin.
I noticed this thing the other day, speaking of TV and fucking bullshit.
Right.
That, I think it's on Netflix.
Probably.
But it comes up with, like, the warnings, but they have French and English.
Right.
So it's like English, 18 plus.
French. G.
Yeah, French, it's 16 plus.
Oh, really?
Well, and it averages, the French is 2 years lower than the English. So a 16-year-old French kid could watch shit that an 18-year-old English kid shouldn't.
Weird.
I'm just like, what the
fuck? Well, that's, I guess, because, the English are still Puritans.
Well, Sarah's
it's less offensive in reverse.
Well, it sounds like they let French kids drink wine.
You know what I found about those warnings that drives me nuts? It's like, it'll be like, violence, swearing, smoking.
Smoking, I know.
Right, smoking. But I just like sexual violence, right? And smoking.
Rated R. Okay, well, now I can see if it's rated PG. You want to know that. But it's rated R. Why are you adding smoking? Like, adults can't watch somebody have a cigarette.
Well, what would they have rated kids in the hall?
Oh, R. They wouldn't be a non-CBC.
Oh, I thought the answer was O. Like, no.
They would have been rated Netflix only. That's where they would have, or yeah. Hulu or Amazon or all that.
Or the dark web.
Right, HBO, the dark web.
So bad, man. The stuff they pulled off.
Oh, I love it, though. I'm a huge fan.
Well, their mockery wasn't ever towards who they were emulating.
No.
The mockery was always a sarcastic mockery.
They always punched up.
Yep, they always punched up.
And I think
that's
gotten lost. Like, when you are doing some comedy and people are instantly, you want the reaction, but it's like, okay, now listen to what the fuck I'm saying.
What I said, yeah.
Absorb it all.
Not just.
And then if you get offended, we can have a chat after.
I know you want to reach out and say, hey, could you guys give me a list of the words that trigger these fits? Because what the fuck, man? I was insulting myself.
Right? And that's it. Most of my comedy is self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy, right?
Right?
No offense.
Right? No,
you know what
fuck
I'm saying?
It is. Yeah.
It's in agreement, though.
Right?
Like, I don't want to pick on other people.
Right.
I'm well, unless they stand up and make a spectacle.
Right? Yeah, no, then that's fair game.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, sir?
But it's true. I mean, if I'm saying something shitty about me and you're offended, fuck you.
Yeah, well,
that's even more hurtful. Now you're a dick.
Yeah, now you're like, what is that, like, asshole assimilation? What the fuck are you doing? Like, stop it.
No, I'm in blackface? No, we're over that. I get it. But,
are we? I don't understand.
You don't
Can we be over it from the past, though, when everybody didn't fucking know anybody? That's what freaks
me out. Well,
that's
it, yeah. Forgive
like,
the past.
Knock it off.
We're
in
not going to do it anymore.
Some guy got some chocolate on his lip, and now he's in prison for life. Settle the fuck down.
It's the cancel bullshit.
Because what it does is it takes the actual power of the complaint against that shitty behavior, and it takes it and throws it away because it becomes futile and silly. Now, instead of people being angry at an action that's wrong...
Right.
Everybody's angry if it can be perceived that way, and it takes the actual complaint and loses its power to make a difference and a change.
Right.
Because now you just got people complaining about the color yellow or blue or green instead of complaining that, you know, that's the color of the bruise I got when that guy beat me up.
Right.
Like, no, I don't like yellow. Fuck you. It's the bruise we're complaining about.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, my issue with all that is just that people should be allowed to grow.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, like, but if you...
Don't cancel people for shit they did 20 like, years ago or even 2 years ago.
It's that whole thing.
Commend
like,
them.
Well, and it's right? that whole thing about, like, let those without fault cast the first stone.
Well, that's right, and I'm going to... I grew up in the 80s. I have said some shit in my life that I am not pleased about me. I
right.
grew up in a household that was based in the 40s.
Right.
And we had food that we used to eat that was a slang. Like, you know, and I'm not going to repeat it now. And you know what's really interesting is through all this, you look around and the people are becoming enlightened.
Right.
They really, truly are. You wouldn't dare do some of the shit we did 15 years ago. You wouldn't walk into a store and do it now. Even the worst asshole out there is starting to think, wait a minute, I think that might be out of line.
Yeah.
You and know, that, that's super cool to see.
Really. Yeah, it's not bad. But I think as people who are called, you know, the far left calling on the centrists, you're losing the fight against the far right. And that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
To balance it out.
Somehow the centrists become actually the most powerful genre of people are the people in the middle that understand both sides.
Yeah.
And so the far one side or far the other saying you're not part of their team until you go as far as them is... really good way to alienate your freaking warriors against what you're trying to
say. Well, and the far right and the far left are so far that they're actually closer together than they are to the centrists.
I know. It's almost like they come around on a circle,
yeah,
eh? Like,
absolutely.
What? You guys, if you just turn around and face the other way, you'll notice you're both being assholes.
Oh, fuck. We're the same people.
Oops.
But I mean, unfortunately, though, we need people on the far left and the far right so that we can stand them.
Oh, to make those changes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because
like,
we exactly need to right see, like, because oh, that's fucked up and that's fucked up.
That's right.
And we need to be able to dial
fucked up it is until that gets pulled back.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's one of those things.
But as you yell across, I think the centrists clue in.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they're hearing it. Holy fuck!
Like, whoa, holy right? shit! That guy's got it. Oh wait,
oh yeah,
that's
got it. Yeah.
It's like an audience at a tennis match.
Right? Yeah,
which
lie.
Is the majority of people.
Oh, yeah. I lie yeah. you though. I do side one way more than the other. Me, absolutely, no, I'm not.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm really fucking getting sick and tired of people that just want money. I'm just like, that's all that fucking matters.
I know.
Eventually, everyone's going to be broke like me, and I'll feel like I have friends, damn it. But, you know, like, the whole, like, just stop. Look at it. There's no way you can give sense to some of the shit that we've been packing all these years. There's no way.
Well, the bitch of it is that's a common theme in this podcast. Like, we talk about that a lot.
Well, we started this podcast during COVID, and COVID has really made it very clear that the majority of our politicians give a shit about the economy before they give a shit about people. I mean,
if you're upstairs getting a tattoo, you're wearing a mask.
Well, you come buy pot from me, we're wearing masks.
Yeah.
It's just because we give a shit about our customers.
Well, there's this one thing that everyone just cannot understand. And I mean, this is the side of a logical thinking individual. I'm talking about us three at least. That's called conceited. I'm good with that, though. Just get it through the public's head that the mask is not to protect you, asshole.
Right.
That mask is to protect others. And you saying, I don't have it, is an asinine move on you because you don't fucking know.
You don't know.
You know.
And who's, yeah, like, I mean.
I think of it as a speed limit. Everybody says, it's my right to wear a mask. Is it your right to speed?
Right.
Well, no. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. It's putting other people in danger.
Yeah. To me, it's about manners, right? It's about manners and respect.
It's about looking after each other. And now they're saying that, yeah, there is a small part where it will look after you. But it became a political thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
definitely
in the States. And then, of course, that shit floods into us, too. Now, you know, you're one side or the other. No, like.
Canadians are kind of like a bunch of jerk-offs watching a football game. Like, that's my team. You're not on that team. Shut up. Just watch.
Just watch.
I'm super jealous of sports people.
Oh, I know. I watch politics like most people watch sports.
You know what?
Fuck the American election. That was the most overtime.
Have you ever seen somebody like watching hockey or watching football and they're jumping up and cheering and yelling and clapping and freaking out at the end they'll cry
for free, right?
There is nothing in this world that gets me that fucking pumped up, man.
We're not allowed to watch hockey at my house because Becky gets hockey-induced Tourette's syndrome.
Does she know?
Fucking get up! And I'm like, who's this sweet little lady? Where is she?
I just don't get that pumped up, man. No. I don't get it.
I used to race cars, and now I don't race cars, and I watch racing, but I don't get up out of my chair and go, drive, you can fucking do it. It's just 20 laps to go settle down.
I was referring to myself as a human golf clap recently, because I'm just basically like,
very nice.
That's very nice.
You got the ball in the net. These
two big hands joined like Siamese twins walking around.
That's, you've heard me walk then. Were you following me up some stairs?
No.
What happened?
No, I wasn't.
What happened? Because
maybe later.
It's not my fault. I'm in a program. It should clear that up.
I don't want to go back to Florida again. I don't have to go to Phoenix.
Let's not talk about who killed who.
Awesome.
Well, has been lovely, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, cool. Ed.
Thanks for torturing us with.
Thanks for being patient.
Your life, tent listening. Yeah, I was leaning right into it there, man.
I mean, you know what? If you don't lean in, I mean, will you ever get it? Like, I don't know.
Awesome.
If you're not getting some on you, have you tried?
Yeah, I did really try it.
I learn something new every day.
That's because you forget something every day.
It's true.
Look, my keys are blue.
Jenny's getting a little old.
Hey! We're ending this podcast forever.
Wait a minute, we told you we know each other. Getting old, fuck that. We own old.
Yeah, we are old.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you had fun and maybe even learned something. The Horse is brought to you by Molotov and Brick Tattoos and J.L. Hamilton Productions. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself and to others.
This was a Brain Freeze podcast.